Hello, lovely people, and welcome to the seventh episode of Level Up, the ultimate podcast for all things gaming. I'm your host, Cece Odema, and today we're going to revisit the topic of last week. We're really going to delve deeper into a particular topic of the Fallout universe, and that is the horror stories of the vaults. As it being spooky week, aka today is Halloween, so happy Halloween, I thought this would be a fitting little episode for today. So, kind of just as a little reminder, a little recap, if you will, of what the vaults are. So, the vaults are underground bunkers built before the Great War, which in the Fallout game is a nuclear apocalypse that completely devastates and destroys the world. Funny enough, the vaults were actually designed to protect American citizens from everything that was happening above, aka the chaos and the death and the destruction, the screams, the terrible screams. But let's start from the beginning. So who created these vaults and why? So in the world of Fallout, these vaults were constructed by a powerful corporation called Vault-Tec, under the guise of providing safe havens for American citizens if nuclear war ever broke out. So Vault-Tec was just like a normal little company, kind of like Apple or Amazon, kind of just a company that existed today, but there's a dark twist here. Most of these vaults weren't actually built to save lives, but rather to act as social experiments for Vault-Tec and the US government. So Vault-Tec, as an entity, embodies everything that corrupt and morally bankrupt in pre-war. So imagine if the worst aspects of corporate greed, government overreach, and human experimentation collided into one organization. Yep, that's Vault-Tec. So, while a few vaults were legitimate survival shelters, very few, mind you, the vast majority were built to test human psychology and biology under different conditions, all while Vault-Tec sat back and observed. Yeah, they're freak bops is what they are. So, now that we have a background on Vault-Tec, let's take a closer look at a few of these vaults to reveal just how twisted Vault-Tec's experiments really were. So, starting with Vault 101, which you might remember from what I talked about last week, it's from Vault 3. So, a lot of times this is the first vault that people will ever really encounter because Fallout 3 was kind of the big hit game to start the Fallout series. So this vault is famous for being completely closed off to the outside world. It was designed to never reopen. So this is kind of what I think Vault-Tec would consider like a normal one. It sort of was basically designed as a shelter, but no one is ever supposed to leave. So the goal was basically to see if a population could live indefinitely in isolation from the outside world. However, by the time we enter it in the game, there are a lot of cracks in the system already showing. So I mentioned the word overseer last time. So overseer is basically the head honcho person that runs the vault. And in Vault 101, the overseer was the one that was going wackadoodle. So the overseer had a very oppressive rule and strict control over the inhabitants, and that led to a lot of growing unrest. So additionally, the vault's internal systems, so especially its like medical resources and living conditions, were starting to wear down, showing that indefinite isolation wasn't sustainable. So Vault 101 wasn't definitely by far not the worst vault, but it definitely wasn't a good ride to be in there. One of the big vaults that you hear a lot within the Vault franchise series is Vault 12, because it was first introduced in Vault 1, in Fallout 1. So in this vault, Vault-Tec intentionally failed to seal this vault properly. So basically they allowed radiation from the bombs that dropped to seep inside. The aim? To observe the effects of radiation on human beings over time. This led to the creation of what we call ghouls, which are mutants who you see all throughout the Fallout universe. But what are ghouls? Ghouls are people. They are people that have been exposed to massive radiation. Their bodies have decayed, giving them a zombie-like appearance, but a lot of them still retain their intelligence and memories in most cases. The radiation slowed their aging, so they often live for a lot longer than normal people, making some ghouls over 200 years old. But a lot of these ghouls turn feral, so they're hostile and aggressive and attack anybody on sight to kill them. So, you know, a great way to end up, wouldn't you say? Not really. So, the vaults clearly really raise questions about ethics and morality. In our world, we've seen how unethical experimentation could go horribly wrong, whether in wartime or otherwise. The Vault-Tec experiments seem to play on the real-life fears of what powerful entities can do when they think they are above the law. So, personally, I think this is one of the main reasons why I love the Fallout series. It's just how crazy similar it is to our world. I mean, obviously, that's the whole point of the Fallout series, is to kind of instigate that fear. But I think it's crazy the fact that they've tied in what the world could be in just a couple years' time, but have made it such not a good civilization. So the thought that this could happen, I mean, obviously there are a lot of other ways that the future could be, but the potential is really interesting to me. I think it's really cool how the developers kind of played into those fears that people have. But anyway, let's look at some more vaults. So Vault 22 is from Vault of New Vegas. And this vault was actually supposed to be beneficial. So it was focused on agricultural development. So Vault-Tec scientists aimed to create highly resilient plant life that could survive in the post-apocalyptic world. But as always, this experiment backfired horrifically, and it resulted in a fungal infection that overtook the vault and transformed its inhabitants into monstrous creatures. So they're basically like this weird goblin-esque spore things. But yeah, Vault 22 wasn't it. It's got a lot of granary, but not it. So another horrid vault is from Vault 11, which is also from Fallout New Vegas. This vault forced its inhabitants into a grim choice. I think I talked about this last episode, but it's pretty crazy because every year they had to sacrifice one person or face annihilation. But the experiment's aim is basically to observe how societies handle extreme ethical dilemmas. So eventually the vaults of 11 revolted after this crazy political system. Basically, people voted who they wanted to die, but the political system was corrupted. You see a lot of trends. But they revolted because they decided it was better to die than continue with a twisted sacrifice. But the crazy thing about 11 was basically like, if you revolted, they were like, congrats, you passed the test. So basically, those people were like, what the heck? You made us sacrifice centuries worth of people every year just for us to basically stand up to the system, say no, and everything could have been fine and dandy. So if I remember correctly, there was maybe like 5 survivors, and I think they all went crazy because of this guilt, this like massive guilt that they had, that they, if even just one person over the years had stood up, people wouldn't have died. There's Vault 75 in Fallout 4, which located under a school. Vault 75 was supposedly meant to protect children, but in reality, it was designed to conduct genetic experiments on young vault dwellers to create, quote, a superior human race. Sound familiar? I think it does. So upon entering the vault, children were separated from their parents, who were basically executed. The remaining children were raised in isolation, undergoing brutal training and testing. Those who met Vault-Tec's physical standards were preserved for future experiments, while those who didn't were euthanized. So, pretty spooky one. It paints a very chilling picture of a eugenics-driven society that sacrificed individual lives for the twisted ideals of, quote, improvement. Vault 34, another one, in Fallout New Vegas, was equipped with a overabundance, a crazy amount of weapons and ammunition. And the vault's experiment encouraged overpopulation. So basically, they pushed the vault beyond its safe capacity. But they maintained a super strict militaristic hierarchy. Eventually, civil unrest erupted as residents demanded better living conditions and access to the armory. As the vault became overcrowded, conditions deteriorated rapidly. When the rebels attempted to escape, they inadvertently flooded the vaults, leading to widespread radiation exposure. So, Vault 34 is notorious for its descent into chaos and tragic fate of its irradiated inhabitants, many of whom became ghouls. So when you visit this vault in Fallout New Vegas, I don't think it's part of like the main quest line. But basically you find this vault and it is extremely hard to get into, but it's packed of like super overpowered weapons and a bunch of ammunition and stuff. But the vault is just filled to the brim with so many ghouls. It's very hard area to be in. But very, very crazy that you would entice people with this under super militaristic hierarchy and stuff like that. And this is what it ended up being. In Vault 106 in Fallout 4, this vault had a very powerful hallucinogenic gas. And it was introduced into the ventilation system only after a few days after the vault's doors closed. So this gas was designed to basically test the psychological endurance of the residents, leading them to experience intense hallucinations and paranoia. Most residents succumbed to madness. They were attacking each other or they were just wandering aimlessly, haunted by illusions. When you enter the vault, or when players enter the vault, they see very disturbing remnants of the experiment, with some residents still living inside, being very delusional and violent. So this one's pretty crazy because the experiment was very short. I mean, the hallucinogenic gas was so strong that it drove everybody insane after a couple of days. But the thing is that people, if you have what's called a Pip-Boy, which is this weird little computer wrist thing, you can enter the vaults in from the outside. So basically, throughout the years, people were walking into this vault being like, whoa, what a great place to find, blah, 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 blah. But the air is actually trash and poisons you and leads you to hallucinations and stuff like that. And no bueno. So even the vault years after are still finding victims to turn insane. And it's not a good thing at all. Vault-Tec is just so, so crazy. But there are a lot of vaults that I didn't even talk about, didn't even mention, didn't even get into. But in these vaults, they're just absolutely insane. They're absolutely bonkers. But one thing is very clear. Vault-Tec's dark experiments have made the vaults iconic locations in gaming. But what makes them so memorable? Well, part of it is how they encourage exploration and storytelling. So each vault is a unique mystery to unravel. Players are drawn in by the thrill of finding out what happened to its inhabitants. And because every vault experiment is different, there's an element of surprise and dread as you open the door. You never know if you're going to find friendly survivors, terrifying monsters, or just the haunting remnants of a failed experiment. It's an emotional storytelling at its best. So these vaults, I mean, they're weirdly interesting. I mean, if you just look up on, what is it, Vaultopedia? The Wikipedia of vaults. I mean, there are lists upon lists of just different vaults because they were just placed throughout the country. And every single vault had a different experiment. And that is crazy. They pried upon people who thought it was going to be self-shelter, a place where they could rebuild after society's literally crumbling. It is this crazy, harmful, not safe to be in environment outside. Oh, let's go to the safe haven. Actually, you're getting bamboozled and you're going to be experimented on. That was Vault-Tec's whole shindig. Actually insane. Pretty horrifying, but it still is interesting. I mean, it's a part of Fallout history, but it's why so many people despise Vault, because eventually these secrets got out. I mean, not all of them, but people who survived have, after 200 plus years where you could still go outside now, people finding ways to live outside of the vaults. People coming out of the vaults are like, oh, no. I mean, of course, because these vaults are bad. Something's wrong with these people. So a lot of the time, the vaults can still have their experiments. I mean, they don't really say, I mean, some of them do say how long the experiments lasted for. I mean, obviously, in the instance of Vault 106, that test didn't last long because people just went crazy over the years. I mean, there were people still living there, but like, there's not much more you can explore on when a person is already mad and driven insane. So when those secrets are revealed, it's pretty crazy how people react to those people. I mean, even people living within the vault, some of them don't know. So they exit out into a world that they think is going to be similar to Vault, and JK, it's filled with monsters. You have to fight people. You have to walk across a desert for miles just to get to any source of civilization, and water's bad. You can't grow food. I mean, it's an awful environment to be in either way, Vault or the above world. At least in the above world, you have your own choice. And I think that's the big thing about the vaults, is that these people were pried upon. But if you lived above in a world that was left you with little to nothing, you at least had your choice. So I think that's kind of the big thing that the vault plays upon and why it's so interesting. As always, Fireside Aces Radio is produced by Student Media. Student Media is a student organization at the University of Evansville. Student Media produces the Crescent magazine, published online and in print 3 times a semester. Student Media produces several podcasts and utilizes design, photography, video, and sound towards experiential and academic learning in journalistic endeavors and engaging storytelling. Student Media elevates the voice of the student body and connects the campus and community to important information and points of view. Thank you for joining me as we once again talked about Fallout, but I hope you enjoyed this crazy exploration and the history of vaults. This is your host, Cece, and I'll see you next week. Ta-ta!